much for
all the kindness. Thank you, Joe Klein, for standing up there and singing with us today. Always thrills my heart. I'm going to begin with something, and today I want to talk about this church. I want to talk about these people. And I want to talk about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I've read, and you know, you have certain things you read and just, it inspires you. And as I read this to you, remember, I'm just a work in progress. And these are things that I've not, so many times I've fallen short on, but I just love reading this in my own worship, my own personal time over and over again. Today I'm stepping across the line. I'm tired of waffling and I'm tired of finished with wavering. I've made my choice. The verdict is in, as my decision is that I'm going God's way. There's no turning back now. You heard that, amen. I will live the rest of my life serving God's purposes with God's people on God's planet for God's glory. I will use my life to celebrate His presence, cultivate His character, participate in His family, demonstrate His love, and communicate His word. Since my past has been forgiven and I have a purpose for living and a home awaiting in heaven, I refuse to waste any more time and energy on shallow living, petty thinking, trivial talking, thoughtless doing, useless regretting, hurtful resenting, or faithless worrying. Instead, I will magnify God, grow to maturity, serve in the ministry, and fulfill my mission in the membership of His family. Because this life is a preparation for the next, I will value worship over wealth, we over me, character over comfort, service over status, and people over possessions, positions and pleasures. I know what matters most, and I give it all I've got. I'll do the best I can with what I have for Jesus Christ today. I won't be captivated by culture, manipulated by critics, motivated by praise, frustrated by problems, by temptation, or intimidated by the devil. I'll keep running my race with my eyes on the goal, not sidelines or those running by me. When times get tough and I get tired, I won't back up, I won't back off, I won't back down, I won't back out, and I won't backslide. I'll just keep moving forward by God's grace. I'm spirit-led, purpose-driven, and mission-focused, so I cannot be bought. I will not be compromised, and I shall not quit until I finish the race. I'm a trophy of God's amazing grace, so I will be gracious to everyone, grateful for every day, and generous with everything that God entrusts to me. To my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I say, however, whenever, wherever, and whatever you ask me to do, my answer in advance is yes. Wherever you lead, and whatever the cost, I'm ready. Anytime, anywhere, any way, whatever it takes, Lord, whatever it takes, I don't want to be used by you in such a way that on that final day, I'll hear you say, well done, thou good and faithful one, come on in and let the eternal party begin. And God's people said, amen. That's strong faith. Many times in my life I've fallen short, but I'm just like the rest of you, simply a sinner saved by grace. This church was built in 1901. He like, that's enough. First time, one of the few times I met Buddy back there, and I tell you, Buddy, you bless my heart. I was in the back, and I'd nicked myself shaving, you know, and I'm trying to be cute, you know. I go, Buddy, hey, what's wrong with your face? I said, well, I nicked myself shaving. I was studying the sermon. I said I was focused on the sermon. So Buddy says, well, you ought to focus on shaving and maybe cut the sermon. You gotta love a man like that. As long as there's a man like that, they'll need preachers. They will need preachers. 1954, the church that had really been built as the Franconia Methodist Church here was purchased by Franconia Assembly of God. For the next 25 years, the Assembly of God folks used this house. Wonderful place of worship. This is where Mike White found the Lord, as he testified many times. Now they're down this corner here, Harvest Church down there. Tim Searcy is the pastor down there. And thanks be unto God, when I went to school to Valley Forge, Tim Searcy and I, we sang in a quartet many years ago. On January 21st, 1979, this building became property of Mount Calvary Community Church. There was a group that was meeting down in Alexandria, led by Pastor Ed Campbell, by Pastor Cave. And they purchased the building. So folks, coming up next year on 40 years, this church has been a place of worship for us. It's been a place where God and His love has been lifted up. We've been so fortunate through the years to be known for the wonderful concerts that's taken place here at this church. And folks, you have no idea of some of the talent that's come through this church. And when these groups come in, they're just amazed that some of the folks, even triumphant, all these top name groups still will come to this church. Mark Trammell has told me many times, Charlie, if you'll just simply leave it the way it is, don't change a thing. As long as I'm living, as long as you're living, I'll come back and sing. And I say, thanks be unto God for that. This is a building. This is a church. This church is made up of people. And I'm here to tell you, I have never in my life enjoyed a group of people as much as I enjoy here at Mount Calvary. Keep him going. Pinch him every now and then like that. I like to hear from him. He's got a shoe in his, mouth chewing on it. He's ready to go. I tell you, when you're preaching and somebody's got their shoe in their mouth, you know you're doing a good job. I'll tell you right now. I was moved by the testimonies today. And it just seemed like people were praising God for answer to prayer for bodies being healthy again. Especially for the small little things. For somebody going in for a surgery on a shoulder and another couple just coming and sit with them to spend time. To spend time with the family here at Mount Calvary. We don't get it right all the time. We have our little stuff. We're back and forth, you know. Folks, that's what a family is. You don't get along all the time with your family. My sister should be saying amen. One more time.
Amen.
That's better. That's what a family is. But also, that's why a family can be there with you through the troublesome times, through the challenges, through the things that you will face in your life, because the family knows you. There are no airs that you can put on. I know that sometimes people go into church, oh, well, everybody seems so happy at that church all the time. Maybe those people don't have any problems. Yeah, sure. Well, you don't know them like I know them, Terry. Wow. But I believe that we're fortunate to have this building, this church. And I thank God each and every day for the fact that we have you people that I absolutely love. And I love the way that you can come to church and you can just simply be yourself. Because the people that I can laugh with, the people that I can have fun with, the people that I can tease, the ones that I can say amen in the front row here, no matter what I say, those are the people that when my time and my life is going so difficult, those are the people that I want lifting me up and praying for me. And somebody ought to say amen. Now to the scripture. I know you probably thought he's getting old, he forgot the scripture, but I didn't. It's a simple phrase. It's found in Psalm 81. It's the 16th verse. He would have fed them also with the finest of wheat, with honey from the rock. I would satisfy you. Real simple. This verse says that he would feed you with the finest of wheat. And I want you to listen to this phrase. He would feed you with honey from the rock. Heavenly Father, I had a special blessing on you reading your word today. Just open our minds for a moment so we receive that gift, each one as individuals, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Some years ago, I went down to Florida to visit a good friend of mine, Del Connor, retired Fairfax policeman. And I would get the chance to go down and visit him on occasion, and we'd have a wonderful time. And he was a few years older, so we get to play retiree, you know, for him when he come. We were eating dinner at 4 o'clock in the afternoon every day. We were doing things I'd never done. I definitely don't do that up here. And Bill says, "Hey, you ever seen one of those shuttles take off? One of those big rockets?" I said, "No." "Let's go." "Okay." I know that in my life, many times I'd watched on the television when they would send up whether it's a space shuttle or a rocket or whatever, you know, and it'd be that countdown, 10, 9, 8, 7, get down. 4, 3, 2, 1, and then they pull the engines going and lift off, and that big rocket up in the air would go, and you'd see the camera falling on like that. So I said, "Yeah, I would love to be a part of seeing this in person." But as you know, everything pretty much has to be just right for them to send the rocket off. Because if it's raining, no. The wind's blowing too much, no. So conditions have to be just right to send this rocket off into liftoff. Some people think that God's like that. And I'm here to tell you today, because of the scripture, honey from the rock, he's not like that. I know that many times in my life, and I know the times in your life, God, why haven't you sent that old rocket off in my life's plan of doing the things I want done on a certain time that I want done? How come that hasn't happened? And I think in my life, well, I guess all the conditions are not perfect. Well, maybe if I work a little harder, maybe if I just get my act together, or maybe if I'm just perfect, then God will start that wonderful liftoff in my life to the things that I'm wanting him to do. He's not like that. God works differently. You know, you're trying to get everything in your life right by getting perfect and doing everything. That's about like you trying to change the weather out there, folks. And trust me, I was trying to change the weather yesterday. Because I'm like, "Oh, I prayed that we get a little rain. I wish I hadn't prayed so hard." Because we was getting it all at one time. Nope. I'm here to tell you that God is going to do what God is going to do when he wants to do it. That's what God is going to do. Bless you. He doesn't have to have everything in your life perfect. He doesn't have to have the weather being just right. He doesn't have to have the wind and the conditions being just right. God does what he wants to do on his time frame. Now, I believe that. I believe that God can do anything he wants, because it says here in this word that he's going to serve you honey from the rock. Anybody like honey? Yeah. I have an owner over at Tivoli Condominiums years ago. When he would come and I would do little things for the unit for him, he would pay me in honey. Because he knew that I like that fresh honey, and I like it with a comb in it like that, you know. Gets all in your teeth. I don't do it anymore like that. I've only got a few of them left that are really my own. But he would bring it to me like that, and he would always give me an update. Because he would tell me about the hives. And he would tell me about, you know, it's a lot on how those bees, and he said, man, I said, why is it so good? Because of the flowers, you know, and they were able to, all these things that you need, all these things necessary to make honey. But God says he can make honey out of a rock. And if God says it's time to make honey, he can use any old rock that he wants to. Any old rock that he wants to. So I know your question, Connie, and you look at me like you got a question. I just want to wait, make sure you're awake. Well, what's he waiting for? What is he waiting for? And I'm going to give you the very best spiritual answer that I can possibly give, and that is, I have no earthly idea. I don't know. But I'm here to tell you that God's timing is not like our timing. And I'm here to tell you that if God is holding back from giving you the notice of liftoff, he's got a good reason for doing that. Maybe there's something in your life that he's keeping you from. Because God is going to work that special time according to his plan and not according to mine. But I'm also here to tell you that I believe that day is coming. We're working on a song now. We're starting on this thing. It's an old song. It's an old, boy, but it's a simple song. It says, I just feel like something good is about to happen. Bless those folks out there as they're going away. I feel like something good is on its way. It talks about, I've read about all the bad news in the paper. I've read about all the bad things, but I think God is about to do a wonderful thing. And I'm here to tell you folks that I believe it, I believe it, I believe it. And when he does send you on that way, that special thing that you've been praying for, that you've been lifting, he is going to send you on a lift, and you are going to fly so high, higher than you've ever flown before, because it's going to be of God. We're fortunate here. I know that. And folks, you folks are so kind to be so warm and generous to me. It's a tough day because sometimes I feel a little awkward because it's tough to sit there and take in all the accolades and all the, well, the one accolade, I'm sorry. And the, but you know what I mean? Because I believe that you folks are a gift to me every day, every service when I come in here. And Claudia had a wonderful, you had a wonderful little testimony over there that when you leave God's house, many times you feel better. You feel better in your spirit because you felt something from God. We've got talented musicians, whether they show up or not. We've got talented singers. We've got, but I tell you one thing, we've got folks with big hearts, willing to share one another's burdens and lift up his name. It's time to lift off. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house, and God, you've been so kind to us today. We felt your warm spirit. You've allowed just a wonderful sense of healing within the house today. And we thank you for each one of those praises, those testimonies we heard of bodies that have been touched and spirits that have been healed. God, we ask now that you'll simply challenge each and every one of us to look for you, to you for that wonderful uplifting. God, for those things in our lives that we're so anxious about, that we don't know why you haven't moved yet, God, we know that you're going to move. We know that when you move, it's going to be to our benefit, and we thank you for that. So, Heavenly Father, be with us. We thank you for today's service. We thank you for each one taking part. We thank you for our dear guests being here today, God. Hopefully you've blessed them with your love today. We thank you for Connie, especially making the effort to be here today. So, Heavenly Father, give us all our safe traveling mercies and allow us to take this wonderful love of God wherever we go. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said amen and amen. Hattie, I'm looking at you.